This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Very happy to be here with you. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Rex Hudler to help get you started for the baseball season. So, someone asked this question, and I just want to, I guess, answer it really quickly, and then we can move on. I do want to talk about football. We were talking about the changes to the kickoff rule. So, they are proposing that a touchback now puts the ball on the 35-yard line as opposed to the 30-yard line. And someone was making the point, CDOT, do you think that that actually makes a difference? Yes, it absolutely does. If you start your drive on the 30-yard line, you have about a 75% chance to score.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, that goes up. Fewer first downs to get in the field goal range, etc. If you start your drive at just the 10-yard line, you have a 30% chance of scoring on that drive. So, yes, where your field position is has an impact on the game. I think this is fair. If you kick the ball out of bounds, it should be placed on the 40. So now, one big pass play puts the other team into scoring range, And if you kick, if you purposely try to kick it out of the field of play, which is what a touchback is, you purposely kicked it out of the field of play, then yeah, put the ball on the 35-yard line. Other than that, you need to kick the ball in play and allow the special teams an opportunity to return it and make a play. Maybe they score a touchdown. Maybe you stop them and you tackle them at the 17-yard line, so it helps you because of where you start field position. I just want football to be as exciting as it can possibly be. It is already a great game. I just want to add to what it can potentially be. This is what I want to talk about, as Rex Hudler is going to call in coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Rob, maybe you think that I'm off on this, and if I am, you certainly can tell me. I think that Bobby Witt has crossed over, so to speak. I think he is a star here locally. Now, he's not Mahomes or Kelce. They are on a different stratosphere. But I think if we are making a power ranking of celebrities and athletes in the city, I think that Bobby Witt Jr. would rank very, very well. He has billboards around the city. He is in commercials now. I think he is certainly very recognizable. He has said a lot of things that I think has endeared him. I think the average fan now has a very good understanding of how good of a baseball player he is. I think that Bobby Witt Jr. is a star. No question about it. I think one of the goals for the Royals this upcoming season, and it just comes with time and winning, is I want to see if they can create another one. I don't think Vinny is a star locally yet. I think he's a popular player that people know, but I'm not really sure if when people go to Rally House or Dick's Sporting Goods to buy a jersey, I don't think they're buying the Vinny Pasquantino jersey. And back in 2014 and 2015, you had four or five guys that you wanted their jersey. You wanted the Kane jersey. You wanted the Hosmer jersey. You wanted the Alex Gordon jersey. You wanted Yordano Ventura. There were a handful of names that you wanted to have their jersey and have a piece of their memorabilia. I don't know if Vinny is at that place yet. Maybe he is, and I'm just off. Text line 913-586-7965. But I think Vinny is at that, or I think that Bobby is at that place. If you are a Royals fan and you haven't bought a new jersey in a while, you want the Bobby Witt Jr. one. Is there another player that is going to lead you to go get that second Royals jersey, or are you going to keep wearing your 14 and 15 stuff, and when you want to put on something new, you'll put on the Bobby Witt Jr.? So one thing I would like to see them do is, can they create another star? I don't think that star can be on Bobby Witt Jr. level. Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the five best players in baseball. But you remember, there were some people that if you asked them in 2014, hey, who's your favorite player? Somebody would tell you Alex Gordon. Somebody would tell you Lorenzo Cain. Somebody would tell you Mike Moustakas. Someone would tell you Salvador Perez. I think everybody's answer for this team is basically the same. And it might always be that way because Bobby is just so much better than everybody else. But can they make another star? Can Cole Reagans become that star? And I think he's a very, very good pitcher. Can he put together another season? He's starting in an all-star game, and he's having legitimate Cy Young conversations that it is now a point. I want to go out to the ballpark today because Cole Reagans is starting today for the Kansas City Royals. Can they turn Vinny into that guy? Can he be a guy that hits 30 home runs, has 120 RBIs, and is one of the more feared hitter in Major League Baseball? That's one of the goals for the Royals this year.
It should absolutely be a goal, but I think the only way they can achieve that goal is winning. And that's no disrespect to Vinny, no disrespect to Reagans. Those are really good players, and those are the guys I think will rise to that level. Again, not Bobby's level, because Bobby is not Patrick Mahomes as far as rings, but he is that level of quality in the sport. He's a freak. I think they're going to need winning. Carrington, you and I are in Kansas City in 08, 09, 2010, 2011, 2012. The Royals started bringing up those guys that became stars. But make no mistake about it, they were not stars when they came up. They were people that Royals fans as prospects were excited for, but they were not stars. When Danny Duffy came up, he was not a star. When Eric Hosmer came up, he was not a star. They were just, ooh, we're excited, they were drafted high. We think these guys can be the savior. But when Eric Hosmer was walking around the plaza in 2012, it was not the same as when he walked around the plaza in 2014. What changed was the winning. And I think people gravitate toward winners, and I think if the Royals continue some winning, Vinny and Cole Reagans, like that, become that second star player. And that person who in 2015 was like, my favorite player is Wade Davis because he's the best, whatever, that person goes back to the ballpark, and they're picking Cole Reagans. Maybe they're picking Lucas Erceg because they love the lights go out in the ninth energy. Maybe that fan is being like really excited about the idea of Vinny Pasquantino, or maybe Jack Caglione comes up. I don't know, but I think the only way the Royals can get that next level of stardom locally is by winning, because Vinny's got a good personality. Vinny has the Sasquatch come out in left field when he hits a homer. Vinny's doing Boulevard commercials. Vinny is a very personable player. Why hasn't he elevated? There hasn't been enough winning yet. And if he starts winning, I think he steps up in the blink of an eye.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I think that Vinny is on the same level as Hosmer was before the World Series. I don't think he's close to where Hosmer was in terms of popularity.
2013 Hosmer?
I don't think so. I think people like Vinny. I think maybe this is the difference. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. I don't know if Vinny appeals to casual fans. Hosmer did. Hosmer appealed to casual fans. I think that, like, if you are a diehard Royals fan, I think you like and know who Vinny Pasquantino is. I don't think he registers to the... I don't think he registers yet to the person that goes to two or three Royals games and doesn't listen and doesn't keep up with them in that way, the way that Hosmer does. And that's what I'm talking about, like crossing over at that point. I don't know if they have that guy to. Now, I will tell you this, and the text line makes a good point. You know who I think could do this. If Jack Caglione turns out to be who they think he can be, and you were telling me for the 2028 season and beyond, you have your 3-4 hitters are Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione. That is a player that has a chance to reach that kind of star potential where people want to go buy his jersey, that people look at him as one of the best players in Major League Baseball.